And we're back again. Sweet as.
Sweet as. You get more Kiwi every time you say that.
Do I?
Yeah. Sweet as.
Sweet as, bro.
Ugh. Say something Dutch quick.
De Gek.
There we go. We have Danielle here again.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
You didn't say hello.
Hello, hello.
So again, Danielle's a running specialist physio from America, hanging out with us for a few months. So we're super stoked to have her here and for her to give up her time to talk to us. So thank you again for coming on.
My pleasure.
If you haven't heard before, Danielle is a running specialist as well, treats runners in the US and is doing some running chats for us as well here in Australia.
Yeah, so like you're here hanging out at our clinic, but you're not treating people, but you're doing runners chats.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
So it's really just a one-on-one free chat, and they can either talk about any niggles they have going on, any training questions. I feel like that's probably what I've seen people the most, people training for Blackmores, and they're like, oh, what should I do? And am I doing the right things? What should I be preparing for? So it's been cool to help them through that training process.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Blackmores is the Sydney Running Festival. So there's like a 3K, a 10K, a half, and a full marathon.
Yeah.
It's called the Blackmores Running Festival or the Sydney Running Festival. We just call it Blackmores. So that's from where we are now, that's in 4 weeks from now. So by the time we post this, it won't be in 4 weeks.
It will be like probably that week.
Probably this week. But it's brought up the really interesting topic of like training for something like a marathon.
Yeah.
How long does it take? What are the considerations? Is it, you know, if you decide 6 weeks out, oh, I want to do a marathon, can you do it? And this is a question that you've, Danielle, you faced with these people coming in for the runner chats with you, is like, oh, yeah, I like a bit of running, but I was thinking about doing a marathon in 6 weeks. Can I do it? And that's like such a common question.
Yes, because like,
it's not a black and white.
No, it's definitely not a black and white. And you face the same question.
Yeah.
Because you are doing a marathon. Or you decided to do a marathon 6 weeks out.
Because you were going to run, so you've just run the City to Surf, you were going to run the half marathon at Blackmores, but then you were kind of like, oh, fuck it, YOLO, let's do the full. Why did you decide to change?
I basically, exactly what you said, fuck it, YOLO. I'm in Australia. I hope to come back, but I don't know when I'll be back. And it was an opportunity to do my first international marathon. So as a marathoner, you're like, I'd be an idiot not to do this.
You don't say no to that opportunity.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, it's not like I haven't been running, so I could do it. I could totally do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've done seven marathons now, so this will be your eighth.
Yes.
So I think Danielle can only say YOLO, let's do it, 6 weeks out for several reasons. Because the number one is definitely she's just experienced. She's done seven. This is her eighth. So she knows what she's in for. And her body, like after seven marathons, you just develop a bit of toughness.
Mm.
Like your body can just tolerate a bit more running load than if you're a novice. And there's amazing scientific evidence that's come out quite recently that shows that novice runners actually get injured more than experienced runners.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is just your actual experience. Part of that is your body's just tougher.
And you're not used to the load you're putting it under when you're
exactly.
novice.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not like you've not been running for the last 6 months either.
Right. No, I've been training for, you know, I did Boston in April and then I've done 3 triathlons. And, you know, other running races. So my mileage or Ks were lower coming here. Because I was like, oh, I'm just going to do the half. But I was still running at least 3 days a week pretty consistently since January.
Yeah.
So,
and you've for this whole year, you've had yourself at the point where you can just go out and run 15Ks and not even worry about it. Like your body can just do it, no worries. Maybe 20K is like, yeah, okay, that's like a long run. But like I feel like 20Ks is a long run for most people.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking 6 weeks out, you're at a point where you can quite easily run 20K. You know, it's not actually much of a push. Like then you can build from there up to 30 odd Ks over a few weeks and then do a marathon. But you're doing this, and it's a different kind of goal, right? You're not doing this thing hoping to get a PB.
Right. Correct.
You would never get a PB with 6 weeks of marathon specific training.
Right.
But you can safely get yourself to the finish line without dying.
Exactly. And that's my goal. Like my goal is to complete this. And I might not even look at my watch, to be honest. Like, I'll set it just to collect the data, but I think that I'm just going to have fun and try and soak up the city and the environment. And if I run a good race, awesome.
But zero expectations.
But zero expectations whatsoever. Yeah. I just wanted to get myself to the starting line without any niggles or pushback. And so far, so good. Yeah. So
cool. So, like, you know yourself quite well. You know what you've done. You know what you can do. You've experienced. What do you say to a novice runner that goes, cool, I want to run in 6 weeks?
Yeah. So I literally had this conversation. This was probably my second runner's chat here. And he was like, I've made the decision that I want to, like, challenge myself physically and mentally. And I looked up the next marathon in Australia, and it was Blackmores. And I was like, all right, I got to start training. And he had done some running. He'd been biking. So he wasn't, like, couch to 5K. Like, he's been physically active. And I laid it all out there for him. I said, is it achievable? Yeah. Could you end up on the other side of this with a niggle or needing to take time off? Yeah, I can't promise that you're not gonna deal with some discomforts along the way.
Yeah.
And maybe an injury. Like, I can't promise that.
In fact, statistically, you're quite likely to experience.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, okay, like, it is very possible, but as long as you're okay with that going into it, and, like, you don't have any big plans after this marathon, then you can take some time off if you need to, then great. These are going to be the things that I think you should do in order to set yourself up for success. Get to strength training. And he was like, got it, on it. He already had outlined a running program that had him running 3 days a week with, like, a middle K distance, a short K, and then a long run. So I looked over that for him, all checked out, all looked good. He had a little niggles going on, so he did end up seeing Roy.
Yeah.
And then I was able to kind of co-treat with Roy to make sure he's on the right path. He's doing great. He just did, what did he do over the weekend? Like 24, 25K?
Yeah.
No problem.
Cool.
So, like, he'll probably do his peak mileage next weekend. And him and I have been in contact. He's become, like, become friendly. So, like, all is good, you know? So, yes, is that going to be the scenario for everyone? No, but he's listened to his body. He took, like, a week off because he had some foot pain. I think that's something else with novice runners, that they're not used to that discomfort. So I tried to educate him on, like, there's a level of discomfort that is, in fact, normal with training when you increase volume and load. And then there's, like, pain. Oh, my God, I need to stop. And I tried to give him that scale to determine where that was. And he was a little unsure. And then I was like, just go for a 3K run. And he did. He's like, oh, I feel great. I'm going to go for my long run this week. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this time, like, you can't be taking long runs off. Like, you need to get as many Ks under your belt as possible.
And that's a lot of that is experience. Like, I've felt every niggle under the sun. And, like, most of them are just niggles. And you can manage them. You can run through them.
Mm-hmm.
And the more experienced you are, the more you can know your body and just know what feels like a niggle, know what feels like, I need to get to the physio this week.
Yeah.
And that also comes down to autonomy, which I think is super important with this stuff, because you are challenging yourself. You're pushing your body very likely beyond what it's actually capable of doing at this moment. So stuff's going to hurt. You're not going to feel good at times. But, like, how you manage that, how you respond in each situation, and how you choose to respond to everything that happens to you while you're training for a marathon is huge. Some people suffer with that. Some people take it in their stride.
Yeah.
And, like, this fella you're talking about, if he's just done a 24-kilometer run, he'll do one more long run.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to suffer on the day.
Oh.
And that's kind of why he's doing the marathon. He's like, I want to push myself. I want to push through a pain barrier. I want to accomplish this. And, like, it'll probably be, you know, not the fastest time in the world, but, like, he's doing it for that reason. And, like, hat off to him, right? He's set himself up for a challenge. He's going to physically push himself. He's going to accomplish it. You know, he could have trained better, but that's not why he's doing it.
That's not why, exactly. But
he's taken the time to be like, I'll do some strength. I will chat to a physio and I'll make sure everything's in order. And, like, I think that's such a healthy approach to a physical challenge.
A lot of people don't do that. They just go, cool, I'm going to do this. And then just make up their own mind. Don't listen to their body. And then either get really hurt on the day or before.
Yeah. And then they're listening to this and they're like, yeah, I am dumb.
Yeah. Right, that was me.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you've probably seen this as well, Paddy. Like, I see a lot of new people that I coach that don't understand how they should feel after a long run.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, because they just don't know because they don't have that experience. Like, yeah. Oh, I had to lie down and sleep. I'm like, yeah, you just did your very first really long run.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Exactly. That will pass after a while.
Yeah.
And I still sometimes go for a nap after a long run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got time, sweet.
Oh, definitely. A post-long run nap is great.
Yeah. Well, that's the best. Like, yeah. It should be like a staple.
But I have to say, if you do that, drink heaps of water and eat something before you have a nap.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll wake up feeling fucked.
And shower.
Yes, shower.
Shower, sleep. Shower, eat, drink, sleep.
Yeah, and then sleep. That's fine. But if you come back from a run, sit on the couch, fall asleep, and then wake up,
not that time.
You will hate running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danielle. So we've just talked about someone who, like, you know, is a generally fit human, not a runner, but they can get themselves to a marathon in 6 weeks. So I guess there's the two other ends of the spectrum, right? And if someone who, like, say myself, who I'm a runner, I'm fit, I do the strength. If I want to train for a marathon in 6 weeks, like, that's actually easy for me because the fitness is there. I just have to do some specific sessions and I'll probably be fine because I'm experienced. I have autonomy.
Yep.
I know my body can tolerate it, so that's easy. But then what about someone who's on the other end of the scale where they maybe run a little bit, maybe they do some Pilates and they swim. And maybe they are a kind of fit person, but not a runner. And they're like, can I do a marathon in 6 weeks? Like, what? Talk me through that.
I think the conversation would be kind of similar to what I had with this guy. I would want to know that they could at least run like a 10K at that point.
What if they don't know if they can run 10K?
I would say you are probably better off pushing it out to get at least 12 weeks. Like, if you are starting from absolute scratch, no background, you can run 1K, you should have at least a 12-week program. 18 is typically the average that I do when I'm coaching people, unless someone comes to me mid-season or whatever. But yeah, if you are completely novice, like very, very, very minimal experience, just physically loading your body outside of like swimming or Pilates, where it's just a completely different demand than running, I would say more time is better.
So you would say, no, don't do it?
Probably. There's very minimal times where I tell people not to run and not to like go after a challenge.
Yeah.
But if they don't have that proper mindset, like, I felt confident with this guy because he was like, he was in the right headspace. Like, he was like, I'm fundraising money. I want to physically challenge myself. I want to mentally challenge myself. So he, and I laid out the consequences and he like registered that and was like, yeah, no, I'm ready to do this. Like, I'm acknowledging what could potentially happen, but like, meant like, this is something that I need to do. So he was already committed from like an internal standpoint versus someone that's just like, oh, we're running a marathon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I think that mindset commitment needs to be there too, because the training is the hard part, you know, like, you have to wake up early, you have to get in these things, you have to practice fueling. Like, there's a lot of steps that to get you there. And like, I told him, I was like, the marathon might feel like complete garbage. Like, but that's not the, like, you're not trying to race it. You're just trying to finish it. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the crowds.
But if the marathon feels like garbage, that will probably give him even more fulfillment that he's overcome that.
Yes.
And I think if I'm only just saying this after listening to what you just said. If someone who was like literally not a runner said, can I do a marathon in 6 weeks? Yeah, I would say this will be the hardest thing you ever do. And I will put money on the fact you'll get injured. But if you're cool with that, like, have a crack. Why not? If you complete it, holy shit, I take my hat off to you. Like, that would be an insane achievement. You'll probably get injured, though.
Right, and just, I never like being like, oh, you're going to get injured. But there's a level, you know, of, I don't know, I guess, there is certainty because there's literature that shows that novice runners get injured more.
Well, yeah.
Novice runners
get injured more. They're about to undertake a rapid increase in loading, which their tendons are literally not used to. It's the perfect
recipe.
Perfect recipe, yeah, that's awesome.
I don't like scaring people, but at the same time, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I mean, it's going to be fine.
You need to be honest. You need to go, these are the risks. If you're willing to take that risk, then by all means, go for it.
So while we're talking about this, I think if someone is in that position being like, fuck yeah, this sounds cool, I'm going to do it, then it's actually not too late to get into a gym and start strength training 6 weeks out. I would go, even if you're sitting here like, right, I just signed up, I haven't run yet, I would literally go to a physio, like, today and be like, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the gym. Can you just, like, guide me through it for sure? I think a handful of physio sessions, like before anything hurts or anything sore, would go a long way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But a physio that gets it, not a physio that's going to be like, no, that's dumb, and you should never run because running's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
won't work.
That's your first run. We'll be running away from that physio. and going, fuck you.
Yeah.
So get in touch with us.
Get in touch with Mike. Someone who can guide you.
Or Danielle.
Or Danielle. I think, having someone to, like, help you with that process would be cool, but I don't know. It's kind of cool, right?
I mean, people do crazier things, you know, like...
Like 170Ks in the French Alps.
Yeah, weird. That's so bizarre.
I'm training for it. But yes. I think if someone is literally quite clueless and they're like, oh, I like the idea of sound of a marathon, that sounds like a good idea, then I'd be like, have you considered like a 10K fun run? You can take a lot of satisfaction from that, or like a half marathon. And, you know, like, I've been in that situation. People have been like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll just do a 10K. And then, you know, 6 months later, I'll do a half marathon. And 6 months later, I'll do a full marathon. Okay, now we're talking sense. Like, that sounds cool. And, like, some people literally just haven't thought of taking that immense satisfaction from finishing a 10K fun run. Like, that's cool to do that. I think that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
If people just haven't literally sat down and thought about it,
like, yeah,
it's a long way.
Because people have thought, marathon, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then forget about all the other stuff before it. You can get that same feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the other thing, is that when I first talked to this particular guy, he had just done the Sydney Harbour 10K under minimal training. And he, like, maybe he'd done a couple runs before that. And he's like, I felt great. So I was like, okay. Like, and he's like, and I did it at a pretty comfortable pace. Like, I didn't push the pace, but I felt really good. So that gave me a little bit more confidence that he also had confidence in himself.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it felt good. I was like, all right, so, like, we can work with this.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
But definitely other factors to take into account.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, not to discourage anyone. I think I always want to encourage everyone. Just that you can do it. Like, you can be dumb or you can be smart.
Is it the best idea? Probably not.
No.
Is it possible? Yes.
Could it be one of the best experiences of your life? Potentially.
Could it be one of the worst experiences of your life?
Potentially.
But it's kind of hard. That's a challenge, right? That's a big part of why we do it.
Yeah. But I reckon that's even if you train for a marathon, it's still a challenge because your goal is different.
Yeah.
Because then you have a time goal. And then you go, cool, I want to actually smash this.
Yeah.
And it's just as hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I think, so from this, if you find yourself in this boat, what I would think is, it's very rarely is it too late to start strength training. And I would get someone in your corner who can guide you, whether that's a coach or a physio, someone who's positive and will encourage you and be on your team rather than saying, oh, that's a bad idea, you probably shouldn't. Like, hell with that, right?
But if it is you have never run before and you say, should I run a marathon this Sunday? Then we'd probably go, good luck.
Yeah.
It is probably too late to start strength training.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have a recovery plan.
Yeah. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is the sort of thing that we're, like, super happy to help you guys out with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, literally, flick us a message. If it's your first marathon or if it's your 13th marathon and you're like, I've got 2 months, how do I approach this?
Or,
like,
6 months or 9 months, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
We're definitely also keen to help people have more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and imagine that.
And we will encourage you, not discourage you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, seriously, reach out, and we love helping out people with this sort of thing.
Absolutely.
We can do some one-on-one stuff, which would be really cool, for sure. Danielle, so good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you crush it.
Yeah.
Marathon number 8. enjoy running over the Harbour Bridge and finishing at the Opera House.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And running through and around Centennial Park.
Yeah, awesome. It's going to be lovely.
I'm very excited. And my long runs have actually been going pretty good, so I feel...
Quietly optimistic.
I'm optimistic, so I'm like, maybe we'll see what race day brings.
Good, yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks, guys. We will talk to you next time. We'll be sure to have updates with how Danielle goes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.